This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear night across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm evening while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. Haifa remains calm and pleasant, perfect for those enjoying the night air outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from France 24, U.S. President Donald Trump warns that a whole civilization will die tonight if no deal with Iran is reached. This report came in 4 hours ago. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Israel is shifting its focus to Iran's infrastructure and hidden military industry. That news also came 4 hours ago. Also this hour, Axios notes that Trump's threats against Iran have raised moral stakes for military members. This was published 3 hours ago. Separately, Jewish groups have condemned Trump's threat towards Iran, according to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. This report came 2 hours ago. And finally, from I-24 News, a United Nations Security Council resolution condemning Iran for closing the Strait of Hormuz was vetoed by China and Russia. This happened 4 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron Miller, a Middle East analyst, posted just minutes ago that Trump has found a way to back down from his threat, suggesting Iran has won another round. The Belaz, a news service, posted just minutes ago that President Trump announced a 2-week suspension of planned military strikes against Iran, framing it as a double-sided ceasefire. Yashar Ali, a journalist, wrote just minutes ago that President Trump agreed to suspend the bombing of Iran for 2 weeks, calling it a double-sided ceasefire. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with U.S. President Trump's latest statement, France 24 reports he issued a stark warning to Iran, threatening severe consequences if no deal is reached. This comes amid heightened tensions over Iran's nuclear program. The implications for regional stability are significant as nations watch closely. Turning to Israel's strategic focus on Iran, Israel Hayom reveals that Israel is preparing to target Iran's energy and military sectors. This shift comes as Iran demands compensation for war damage in the Strait of Hormuz. Such actions could disrupt regional energy supplies, affecting global markets. Meanwhile, Axios highlights the increased moral stakes for military members following Trump's rhetoric. The potential for civilian infrastructure attacks raises legal and ethical questions. This escalation could influence international perceptions of U.S. military strategy. Separately, Jewish groups have voiced their concern over Trump's threat to Iran. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports the Jewish Council for Public Affairs sees parallels with historical calls for violence against communities. This condemnation underscores the broader societal tensions surrounding Trump's statements. And finally, from I-24 News, the UN's resolution against Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz was blocked by China and Russia. This veto highlights geopolitical divisions, complicating diplomatic efforts to address the crisis. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv reports that Artemis II has broken the distance record set by Apollo 13. This historic achievement in space exploration involves 4 astronauts experiencing a rare Earthrise from the moon's dark side. Separately, from Israel Hayom, despite recent challenges, Israelis continue to use credit cards extensively. March 2026 saw spending reach nearly 48 billion shekels, a 0.7% increase from the previous year. This indicates robust consumer confidence. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the complexities of cryptocurrency division in divorces. As digital assets become common marital property, their volatility and anonymity complicate settlements. This trend poses new challenges for legal systems worldwide. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.